A New Creation. Hello, Malcolm here with part 9 of this series, and this time, New Creation, New Spirit. Also, Quiet Time Coaching episode 517. Today, reflecting on our view of the Spirit. Ezekiel said in chapter 11, verse 19, I'll give them an undivided heart, put a new spirit in them. I'll remove from them their heart of stone and give them a heart of flesh. Ezekiel made that remarkable prophecy many centuries before the time of Jesus, and then on the day of Pentecost, Peter sees a connection between that prophecy and others similarly to the words of Joel and what's taking place in his time. In Acts 2:17, in the last days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy, your young men will see visions, your old men will dream dreams. Transformed people who look like Jesus don't develop out of sheer willpower. They grow because God's Spirit is in them and is at work. Now, we don't know this to be true, and we might start in the right place by allowing God's Spirit to do the work in us that needs doing. But where are we right now? Because it's possible, as Galatians chapter 3 verse 3 says, to begin by means of the Spirit, but try to finish by means of the flesh. So the question for today is, who's doing the work of making you and me more like Jesus? Is it us, or is it the Spirit? Now, I know when we talk about this, there's something niggling in the back of the mind, because aren't we supposed to work for Jesus? Discipleship is hard work. Jesus was often hungry and thirsty, and his followers too. So we're not saying that following Jesus is a piece of cake, that we should be passive. Not at all. Loving people the way Jesus did is demanding. Cooperating with Jesus for our spiritual growth requires conscious self-sacrifice. However, the point really is where our confidence lies. Paul put it well, writing to the Philippians. If you're talking about talent, skills, and gifts, Paul had them to the max. But those he understood were all matters of the flesh, not the Spirit. In Philippians chapter 3, verses 3 to 6, he put no confidence in the flesh. Because it was the divine power that changed him, not his background, his skills, and his gifts. So then the question is the Spirit at the core of my Christian life? I mean, Jesus said in John chapter 16, verse 7, it's better that I go away. Unless I go away, the Advocate, the Spirit, will not come to you. So Jesus thought it was better for him to go away and the Spirit to be here. The Spirit is at the core of all of what we do for Jesus. I mean, think again about Paul. He was a very busy man, and he certainly worked hard. But in his 14 letters, he references the Spirit 160 times. Seems like it was a big deal to him. So where does this transformation come from? Where is the power for us to be more like Christ? It is in the Lord, who is the Spirit. 2 Corinthians 3:18, we are being transformed into his image with ever-increasing glory, which comes from the Lord, who is the Spirit. So my question is, how do we know we're in tune with the Spirit? Well, some signs we might not be is when we're talking a lot but not praying much. Another sign might be that we're distracting ourselves with social media when we could be serving, reading the scriptures, or praying. Perhaps we pay too much attention to the voices of our critics instead of the voice of God. Perhaps we're just too busy. Hyperactivity can be a sign of attempting to prove our worth instead of accepting the worth given us by God's grace. How do we live in the power of the Spirit? Well, a few tips. Work enough margin into your life to create the space for God to speak to you. Eliminate distractions by turning off notifications and unsubscribing from newsletters, apps, and media feeds. Turn up the volume of helpful voices and turn down the volume of unhelpful ones. Practice consistent times of silence and solitude, and ask God for grace in abundance for yourself and others. Let me know what you think of these thoughts, and I do hope that you find yourself living more and more in the power of the Spirit as a new creation. Take care, and God bless. Thank you.